Neil Levesque, thanks for your patience, Institute of Politics, St. Anselm College. Neil, big day. We had Kevin Landrigan earlier, Paul Steinhauser, big day at the New Hampshire State House, Democrat from Minnesota, not Robert F. Kennedy Jr., now is an independent, Democrat congressman from Minnesota coming in, filing that he's running for president in New Hampshire on the ballot with a big speech in front of the State House. And guess where? John Decker, our own White House correspondent, said Joe Biden, who's not going to be on the ballot, who's screwing over New Hampshire, is going to go next week. He's going to Minnesota. Guess from where? Guess where Congressman Phillips is from? Oh, he's from Minnesota. Neil, take it away.
Well, I think this is scary for the White House. They have a moderate Republican who's quite sensible and not crazy, and he's been very cordial to the president in the fact that he is not sort of saying Biden's done a terrible job and we should throw him out. He said Biden's done a great job, but it's time for a change. And if enough Democrats here in New Hampshire say, you know what, we don't necessarily know a lot about Phillips, but this is more of a protest vote, so send the president a message, which I think, if you look at the polling data, could be rich for votes, because the president is not polling well. People aren't happy about it. And if enough people vote for Phillips here in New Hampshire, and there is an organized write-in campaign for the president, and that doesn't necessarily pan out, it could be trouble for Biden.
Are write-in campaigns for a president who may not be as popular as people think here or a national poll, are they difficult to achieve?
I think any write-in campaign, and really the time has shown, any write-in campaign can be very difficult to achieve. And I think when you're down in the polls, Democrats to some degree are demoralized if you look at that same data. And here is an alternative, and they could send a message. And, you know, this happened in 1952 with Estes Kefauver. People, you know, they couldn't even spell his name. And he was more surprised than anybody that he beat Truman here in New Hampshire. And Truman was on the ballot. So I think what you get is you've got a real challenge to the president. And it could be that Democrats here say, hey, we're not going to necessarily go along with the flow and write in Biden's name. There's an alternative candidate. And if anything else, it's sending the president a message.
Do you agree or not with Kevin Landrigan, who was just on earlier, New Hampshire leader? You know Kevin well. I said, Kevin, maybe a long shot, because Ray Buckley, the state director of Democrat, executive director, Lucas Meyer was on yesterday. He's on regularly with us. The sort of the Democrat establishment here are kind of downplaying Phillips. They're upplaying Biden, even though he's not running here. I asked Kevin if Phillips could ever win the New Hampshire primary here on the ballot and defeat Joe Biden in a write-in. How big of a story is it? Kevin's words, not mine. Kevin's words. It ends Biden's candidacy. That's how big of a story he thinks it is. Do you agree or not?
I completely agree with Kevin Landrigan, who's a very experienced political reporter, that it would be a huge earthquake. Look, if Phillips wasn't a threat, they wouldn't be going to Minnesota. They wouldn't have already announced that they have a primary challenger against them. They're going to tighten all the screws from inside the party bosses, and they've already started to do it. If he wasn't a threat, they wouldn't have done that.
And you know, Neil, you heard it here. It's ironic, isn't it? Biden now needs to win a write-in in a state that he's not going to be in the ballot, so he needs to win the write-in to be viable. And I think Donald Trump on the Republican side, with a big, huge lead, needs to win New Hampshire. Or ironically, New Hampshire could end both. If you follow me, if, for example, if someone caught Trump and he doesn't win New Hampshire, I would even say it has to be by 10 points, given his lead that he's had, former president, he's commanding lead. But isn't it interesting, New Hampshire could play a big role in both, ironically, even though the Democrats are trying to ignore New Hampshire.
And general election data shows that a lot of voters would be very happy if that was the outcome, and that there were two different choices in a general election other than Biden and Trump. That's what the data says. And so I think that this is a real serious, they did not want this. And
no,
this is happening. And it could really send a message to the president.